Good morning. I'm super awake, more awake than I usually am because I'm still on Eastern time. it's there, but can you find it? That's a question that came up. I believe this came up in a Twitter conversation between Rachel Appel, who's at Temple, and Carl. That's what she told me. She sent me an email and she said, "Hey, I was talking to Carl about doing on Twitter about doing some usability testing of Archive-It. Are you interested in doing this?" And I said, "Yes, I am interested in doing this." And so we put together a group of folks in the Mid-Atlantic area representing a variety of different types of institutions. So the first thing I said is, let's not do all research universities. You know, let's look for places different than a Princeton and a Temple. So we got a state archive. Sarah Dennison at the Delaware Public Archives is working on this with us. Celia Kaust-Ellenbogen and Stephanie Ramsey at Swarthmore, which is a small liberal arts college. And then Sumitra Duncan from the Frick Art Reference Library, representing a museum archives. That's our team of folks who are going to be working on this. So why are we doing this? We want to know more about our users, the people who are actually using archived websites that we've captured and who are using the Archive-It interface. We want to know how our users search for web archives. What are they looking for? How are they searching? And if they even know they're there. I mean, that's a question that I wonder about, whether people are even aware that we have this content. And of course, to more Archive-It specific, to assess the general usability of that interface and to think about ways that it might that it could be better for users when they're doing searching. So what are we doing? We started out in the spring and we put together the team and then we did some research on usability testing and conducting usability testing. That was sort of our first step, was to educate ourselves. So we learned about it and we'll conduct it soon. We wanted to, again, test users from various types of institutions. So we wanted to get a nice cross-section of people who might be users. And then we'll disseminate the findings either via some kind of white paper or other publication. We're going to do a little bit more than that, and I'll talk about that in at the end. So what's our project plan? We started out with a literature review, so mostly putting together resources on usability testing and also specifically usability testing of library and archive discovery sites. So that's where we started. And we've mostly completed that part of it. And we're in the process of finalizing the development of a script for the usability testing and coming up with the questions that we're going to ask users. And then we're going to do informal testing. So we're not going to do very formal usability testing where we sit people down in a lab and use software and record them and all of that. first of all of us don't have access to that kind of software, but we still think that we can get some good information by just sitting down in pairs, asking people questions, having them use the site, and taking some notes. And we're going to use 3 to 4 audience segments. Right now, we have identified faculty and students, which are common to universities and may also use other types of web archive resources. Also, internal staff. If you work at a university, our requests both to do web archiving are from internal departments, and then people want that information back down the road. The fourth one we've identified is sort of the general public. And I'm thinking in particular about, people who are using state archives, right, who might be coming with questions, you know, as citizens trying to find government information, like how might they be approaching this? Then we'll do an analysis of the results, and again, we'll write and disseminate those results. So what's the current status? As I said, we have an annotated bibliography. The script is complete or almost complete. We have a few tweaks to make. We're in the process of recruiting users, and we're going to do the testing in August. So we'll be doing most of our testing next month. And then in the fall, we'll spend that time on doing our analysis and writing up the results. So what are we asking people about Archive-It and how they look for websites? We're getting their general impressions of the site. We're asking them to narrow searches by dates. We're asking them, we're trying to get a sense of whether they understand the difference between Archive-It versus the general Internet Archive or the Wayback Machine. Whether they even know that web archives are a resource that's out there, how they use facets, how the faceting works, and whether the facets available are helpful. Seeing if they can find all versions of an archived website, you know, how do they think about what a website is and versions of a website, and then can they use the video search? Like, could they find a particular video or genre of video on the site as it currently exists. So what can you do? Our scope is pretty tight. We don't want this to get out of, we're trying to avoid scope creep so that we don't end up not finishing. But we do want people to be involved, and we want this to be useful to people who are doing web archiving in a lot of different institutions. So you can comment on the script, and you can do that by either asking me during one of the breaks here to share it with you. You can send me an email and ask me to share it with you. I also plan we're going to share it via a couple of listservs, so we want to get feedback on that. You can provide feedback in the Q&A, or you can come talk to me about it. We're happy to have feedback from people on what we're doing, but there is a limit to, like, how much we'll be able to expand the scope of this. And then what are our deliverables? We expect to have something written in January that's probably ambitious, but as you'll see, we're planning to present at MERAC in Hershey, PA in the spring of 2018, so that's a hard deadline, so we got to have something by then. I always like forcing myself to get things done by having something like a presentation that I actually have to do. And we plan to also publicly distribute the script once it's finalized so that people and any scenarios and anonymized data as at the same time as we publish something or around the same time so that people can reuse it or adapt it for their own institutions. So that is what I have. I'm happy to hear questions and or feedback.